You are now listening to
Radioactive.
Hello and welcome to the podcast from Radioactive, a youth program at KUOW. My name is Emiliano Alarcon and I'm here with
Nate Martin
and Ayub Bahalia.
Today we're talking about school systems and how students feel about them. Nate, can you tell our awesome listeners what school you came from and how personally you feel about it?
Yeah, so I go to an alternative high school called Southwest Interagency, and it's got real small class size. There's probably about 20, 30 kids in the whole school. You get real personal one-on-one time with all the teachers because there's so few kids. And they're really focused on helping me meet my graduation requirements in creative ways. And we have a half day every Wednesday that they utilize to do catch-up work and see where everybody's at. And what about you, Emiliano? I know you go to an alternative high school as well.
That's right. I go to Big Picture High School. It's a small school in the Beery and Normandy Park area. About 200 or so students there, very small school. And we're more focused on independent learning, as in students go out into the real world, interview professionals that they might want to potentially major in college or have a job in, and we're preparing students for the real world, essentially. I know you go to a different school, Ayub. Can you please describe a little bit of how it's like there?
Well, I go to Cleveland High School. My school is kind of different from any other school. It's a STEM school. The STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Almost everything we do is in groups, such as projects. Projects are a big part of my school. We usually have a project in at least 1 to 2 classes every week.
We asked students from West Seattle High School and Cleveland High School how they felt about their schools.
It's just like a really long day. There's so many people. Like, it's just like emotionally and physically exhausting to be there.
I like school because it wastes my time until I get to leave school and hang out and stuff.
It's just sitting in one place for 55 minutes for like 6 times a day. You don't want to do it, and if I don't have to, I won't do it.
What do you think of your school system?
Terrible. I really hate it. I don't like the way it works. I don't think that every student should learn math or reading or science and having to be forced to pick that subject. What if I want to be a nurse? Why do I have to learn history? Why do I have to learn all that other stuff?
If it's a boring day, or what I'm learning is boring, or if it's just like I'm not having a good day, then I just feel like I should leave, and I usually do.
My school system is great because it has science, technology, and engineering mathematics, and I think that's really important for something that I'm about to do or something I'm trying to become.
We also talked to students from alternative high schools, Southwest Interagency and Nova High School, and this is what they said.
I like that it's mainly student-run classes, so we still have a teacher in the room, but it's more discussion-based, and like you get to actually state your opinion about the subjects instead of just learning on a textbook.
I like that at least the teachers here are more lenient, allow us to go out and walk around, take a break if they need to, and they're just more easier to deal with. Honestly, Southwest is the best school I've been to. I've never been to a school like Southwest.
And the teachers are pretty cool. You really get the support that you need. But like, if you don't care about school, they don't care about school, so they're not going to help you. You have to ask for help yourself.
And it's a place where I can meet up and hang out with some friends.
If I'm learning something interesting, I'm there. I'm so down for learning stuff that I actually care about. But when I don't care about something, why am I there? Like, most of the stuff, you're not really going to utilize it. And like, some of it, yeah, it's really important, but it's just kind of like, eh. Like, do you really want to sit down and learn pre-calc? Not really.
I'm surprised we didn't hear more kids complaining about homework. I'd say they have every right to. They got so much homework nowadays, leaving them with so little time to think about anything besides academics. It takes away from their own time to explore their own personal interests and individuality, which is just as important. and students can honestly get more out of their work if there is a teacher there to help them do it. Instead, most time with teachers is spent preparing for these ever-changing mandatory tests. Did you know in Finland, where they have one of the most highly regarded educational systems in the world, students get only a fraction of the amount of homework that they get here in the U.S.? There's only one required standardized test, and there are plenty of teachers to help every kid that needs it. And not just anyone with a degree can become a teacher. It's an extremely selective process, and those who become teachers are highly respected and paid fairly.
I did not know that, but did you know that in Japan, they have classes on the art, as in they teach each student crafts, music, and home economics to prepare students for everyday life. The funny part is, they're teaching that at the elementary grade level. So, first grade, they're already learning how to cook, clean, and be responsible people of their community.
Yeah, and in the U.S., in a standard high school, kids are expected to fit this cookie-cutter formula, this one-size-fits-all approach. Every student must get to school at the same time. They must pass all their classes. They only get 5 minutes in between each class to prepare for the next, and one 30-minute break to eat. They must do all their homework for all 7 classes. They must compete with their peers for the best grades, and if they're not doing all these things, they just get left behind.
I completely agree with you, Nate, on the fact that teachers and even the school board heads expect a lot out of students, and the fact that students have to find a balance between their social life, school life, and on top of that, their own home lives. The only difference I would put in is the fact that not all schools expect that of their students. For instance, at Big Picture, it's okay for students to be there over 4 years. There's no shame in finishing after 4 years, in my school at least.
Yeah, my school's pretty similar. Kids all have their own deadlines they need to complete their work by, and if they don't, it's on them. The teachers help and remind them, but students have to recognize personally what they need to do to graduate.
We asked teachers about what problems they see in our education systems today. Teachers from Southwest, West Seattle, and Big Picture High School had this to say.
We've decided that we want every kid ready for college or college ready. And I think we have sent the message to kids that it's either college or nothing, that it's either college or failure. And I think that's a failure by our education system.
I decided to let my son stay at the Waldorf school where he went to preschool. He fell in love with it, and so did I, because I could see that the kids through elementary school were allowed to engage in really developmentally appropriate, joyful, frightening activities. My son loves going to school, and I talk to parents whose kids don't want to go to school. And I know that it's not just about Waldorf versus not Waldorf, or public versus private, but I think that if you give a kid an inclusive space to be, where they're taught to be in their bodies, and they're taught to express themselves, and they're taught that everybody's artistic, and everybody is athletic, then absolutely. I think that I think you become someone who loves to learn.
I think that all public schools and school systems find themselves in the difficult position of trying to do innovative things within certain constraints. If I could structure things such that each and every student actually got the exact resource they need, whether that resource is the powerful internship experience, or the mental health support, or the medical support, whatever that is, if we somehow remove the barriers between students, I mean, that's pretty much just sort of an ideal that we're aspiring to.
When you look at wanting to change education, the first thing I look at is, where is education working really well? So you look at Northern European countries, Sweden, Finland, even France, and you go, there's a whole culture around education. Kindergarten kids are allowed to spend, 2 hours a day playing outside. But while they're playing outside and they're climbing that tree, they're coming back to school and talking about what the bugs look like and what the tree felt like and how they were able to climb it, you know, and then the PE teachers using that learning into their PE class when they're climbing, and the science teachers using that climbing that tree experience to talk about the different organisms and that kind of stuff. And so that's really what I feel the American education system can move towards. You know, let's take what's going on in these other countries that's working for them, and let's get rid of the stuff that's not working. Education should really be about what students can take from it, not what we can give to you. Like, what do you need from us? You know, what's going to make your life more fulfilling? How are we going to help you? You know, we always say, like, you guys be the millennium and the generation to change. Well, tell me what you need to get there.
We asked students what changes they want to see in their schools, and this is what they said.
Maybe have like more interesting classes and not just like the standard like history and language arts and stuff like that. And maybe if you could like choose what teacher you wanted to have, that'd be cool.
The homework, I think it's stupid, but only because we learn it all in school with the teacher's help.
And I'd have more hands-on classrooms where with like less kids and more like teacher to student interaction.
Make the hours like a little bit shorter, not like 2 hours shorter or anything like that. Make it like half an hour shorter, and then extend the lunch to like 15 minutes, and then probably start school later on in the day, and then get, you know, end school later on in the day.
Probably the tests, like most of the standardized testing. I feel like some of it set up to fail or something.
First semester of classes are really boring there because they've only had a week to prepare for all of it. It's really hard for me to focus because I just don't want to be there. I want to walk out. I have ADHD.
I think one thing I would change about school is lesser tests because, for one, personally, I'm not a test person, so I believe that we should mostly focus on work ethic rather than, like, scores and stats and et cetera.
Having to pick my subject, what I want to learn. It's not all about history. It could be about what's going on around the world right now, like teaching me real world stuff.
Who knows what the future of education looks like, but I guess we'll see.
We would like to give a big thank you to Kendra Hanna
and Lila Kataev.
Thank you to everyone who gave the time to interview them, as well as a big thank you to Trista Phipps.
Recently on a Radioactive podcast, we heard about how one woman uses books as decoration.
As long as the hardcover is beautiful and it is a classic, it has a home here.
Soraya and Zuhira talk about how youth aren't reading classic literature and how we can mend that broken relationship. For that podcast and more, go to kuow.org/radioactive.
Also check us out on our official Facebook. That's facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia.
Let us know on Twitter at KUOW Radioactive. What would you change about your school? And if you don't go to school, just let us know anyway. Use hashtag Radio School Systems to talk about this podcast.
This is Emiliano Alarcon.
And Nate Martin.
And Ayub Bahilia.
And you have been listening to
Radioactive
Youth Media.